Yeah, NBA Strayer. How you going? That's right, man. It's NBA Strayer. It's Friday, July 5. I am your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet folding stuff. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios giving you the lowdown on who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA offseason today, breaking down, wrapping up every little bit, every little skerrick of NBA action for you while repping Straya just a little bit, mate. It's what we do. All right, so we've got a massive one for you today. It's a huge show. We're grading every single team's performance in free agency with our patented thumbs up knackers or thumb in the clackers free agency team tracker. That's right, man. We're grading every team. They're going to get two thumbs up, good on your knackers. One thumbs up, not bad knackers. One thumb in the clacker, oh, he's getting angry, and two thumbs in the clacker, something's going very wrong, unless that was your plan. So that's going to be pretty, pretty fun, trust me. Seriously, I really hope it is. We've also got a quick kawaii. Yeah, nah, we've got a bit of an unpopular opinion of the day, and we've got an Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up a flame-grilled take. The best bit is we're going to close out with a brand new, this one's a shout from the past. It's a missive from the desk of Mikhail Prokhorov. That's right. We have Mikhail Prokhorov, owner of the Brooklyn Nets. Unbelievable. All right, man. Well, this is going to be a great episode. At least I really, really hope it is. It's episode 314 of NBA Straya. Let's go.
This is Miss Creek, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Wow, you better. Well, you better watch out for the attack of, you know, over-eager fireworks enthusiasts and earthquakes if you're in LA. Holy crap. Happy 4th of July to all my American homies. That's awesome. Have a million tins today. Good job. And for all my English fans out there, why not, help the Americans celebrate National Treason Day. Love that. Well, we here at NBA Australia just like, hey, let's all just chill out and wait for Kawhi to make a goddamn decision. That's right. We're going to start today's show the way we start every show here at NBA Australia with the daily whip around right there. That's right. Kawhi has not made it a Kawhi the fourth decision yet. We're just all hanging out here. Danny Green sitting there just going, God damn it, man. Would you hurry up? I gotta get me paid. That's right. But we do have some other news. While Kawhi and Boogie are just out there chilling, not being signed by teams. We did have Chandler Parsons. That's right. Chandler Parsons traded from the Memphis Grizzlies to the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks get Chandler Parsons and his Instagram, while the Grizzlies get Solomon Hill and Miles Plumlee, the crap Plumlee. The really crap Plumlee. I mean, Mason's like the only good one really at this point, but still. There you go. The Hawks and Grizzlies basically doing a net negative trade where like nobody wants any of these contracts, so they just swap them out for each other. I mean, good job Memphis, because at least they get like, I don't know, two crap contracts as opposed to one big one. Sure. And the Hawks are just like, man, we don't give a shit. This is great. Chandler can come here and work out. Get nice and sweaty. Be pretty good. Mum's spaghetti. All right. The other big trade news was Josh Jackson. That's right. Pacey himself was traded from the Phoenix Suns. Oh, my God. This is hilarious. I'm going to yell about this a lot later. The Phoenix Suns got Kyle Korver and Jevion Carter in return for Josh Jackson and De'Anthony Melton, as well as a 2020 second-round pick and a conditional 21 second-round pick. That is absolutely bananas. Josh Jackson was the fourth pick in the draft 2 years ago. And now the Suns are giving the team taking him picks. Absolutely crazy. This is going to pop up very loudly and, with extreme prejudice in unpopular opinion of the day. So stick around for that. All right, the free agency tracker for 2019. Who's left out there at the moment? All right, man, this is, you know, July 4th in America, July 5 in Australia. We've basically only got Kawhi and Boogie. There's like big free agents left, and even then, Boogie is big only in sort of stature rather than in actual sort of, basketballing terms, right? Danny Green, Marcus Morris, Justin Holiday, Rondae Ellis-Jefferson, Kelly Oubre, Joakim Noah, JaVale McGee, Jeremy Lin, Pau Gasol wants to play another year, and everyone's like, sure, cool, man. Dragon Bender, Marquise Chris, Kenny Faree, Jermichael Green, Stanley Johnson, the notorious KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Basically, all these guys are going to end up on the Lakers in minimum contracts at some point. JR, Rondo, Trey Burke, you know it. But anyway, so with that in mind, there's not much left out there for teams who have actually got even a little bit of cap space. And at this point, it's basically the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Mavericks. The Mavericks are going to spend that on Danny Green if Kawhi decides to bolt to LA and leave Toronto in the lurch. So why not? July 4 weekend. It's a long weekend. It's the weekend in Australia. Why not finish off the week with the NBA Australia grading every bloody team's free agency so far? That's right. Let's do it. Shall we do it? That's right, man. Every single team's performance in free agency. It's our patented thumbs up knackers or thumb in the clackers free agency team tracker.
Cracky! Oh, this snake is really pissed! I'm gonna jam my thumb in his butt on him! Oh yeah, that pissed it off!
It's the NBA Australia thumbs up knackers or thumb in the clackers free agency team tracker!
Wow, giving someone a thumbs up feels great!
Alright, how good is this? Are you excited? The thumbs up knackers or thumb in the clackers free agency team tracker. As mentioned, man, we're going to grade every single team in the NBA and what they've been up to in free agency with two thumbs up. Good on you, knackers. One thumbs up. Not bad, knackers. One thumb in the clackers. Uh-oh, he's getting angry. Or two thumbs in the clacker. Something's gone very wrong unless this was your plan. So let's do it alphabetically because I really can't be bothered doing it any other way. It might be a little bit too tricky. So right off the bat, let's go with the Atlanta Hawks. What do they get? Well, they didn't sign anyone, but they still get one thumbs up. Not bad, knackers. They didn't go crazy. They didn't sign anyone. They kept using their cap space to take back bad deals and assets. Swapped out two bad contracts for one bad contract in that Chandler Parsons deal. They did the similar thing when they took on the Allen Crabbe deal and then brought in Brooklyn's number 17 pick as well. And then, you know, use that to move up to number 4 and get their man in the NBA draft. It's pretty good, DeAndre Hunter. So, look, Hawks, they haven't done anything dumb. So you get a thumbs up. Just one of them. Not bad, knackers. Good on you. All right. Good job, Atlanta. I mean, this is smart, right? They don't need to do anything. They've got Trae Young. They've got Kevin Huerta. They got DeAndre Hunter. They got John Collins. It's a total cocktail. And a bunch of good young talent. Don't go screwing it up by like giving Paul Millsap $20 million or Julius Randle $21 million. The New York Knicks. Jesus. Anyway. Second team, the Boston Celtics of Boston, Massachusetts. That's right. They get... Uh-oh, he's getting angry. One thumb in the clacker. Oh, jeez. Watch out. Yep, that's right. They turn Kyrie Irving into Kemba Walker, which probably a bit of a basketball downgrade, but he fits better and brings zero of the stupid flat earth baggage, right? But more importantly for Boston, they kind of lost every big man they had, right? Al Horford goes to Philly. They sent bangers Aaron Baines to Phoenix because they're backstabbing liars. Then they went out and signed Enes the Penis Kanter and re-signed Daniel Tice, as well as Brad Wanamaker. And basically, that's the Boston team going into this season. That is absolutely crazy. I mean, good luck defending Philly, Milwaukee. Milwaukee, here it's Algonquin for the good land. And the Toronto Raptors with the Turkish turnstile. Jesus. I mean, look, the good part, Kemba. Good job. You pair him up with Gordo Hayward, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, and whoever else you're going to bring in. You're laughing, right? Bad. Unfortunately, you've got no one else out there who's going to help you guard the biggest threats facing you in the East, right? Joel Embiid. absolutely brutal. And Al Horford, they've got two big dudes. Boston's going to go to war with the Turkish turnstile, Enes Kanter. Get out of here. It's brutal, man. Absolutely brutal. Yeah, you've got a lot of wings that you can sort of throw at Giannis, but Jesus. Still got Brook Lopez. You still got Marc Gasol up there in Toronto as well. I mean, at least you got Vooch down there in Orlando. Jeez, he'd give you fits. Anyway, so the good was Kemba. The bad's losing everyone who can actually play, you know, center defense. The worst part is trading Aaron Banger's Baines and making yourselves look like idiots. What are you doing, Boston? You're killing me. All right, Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets. Hello. Yes, two thumbs up. Good on you, Knackers.
Hey, champ. What has two thumbs and doesn't give a crap? Bob Kelso. How you doing?
It's right there. Good job, Brooklyn. I mean, they got Kevin Durant and Kyrie fucking Irving. Having to pay the $40 million DeAndre Jordan tax, I mean, it sucks, but whatever. You do what you have to do to get KD at this point, don't you? I also kind of sneakily like that Wilson Chandler pickup in the minimum, as well as Garrett Temple. They just add a little bit of extra wing depth while KD's still out for a year. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson's still floating out there around there, but he's not a shooter, and I feel like the Nets kind of realize, look, it's nice that Rondae can kind of guard every position, but the fact that he can't shoot means he's just a very, very, I don't know. He's basically Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. It's pretty rough. But anyway, getting a little bit of wing depth behind Caris LeVert, Joe Harris, after they lost Jared Dudley. Kissing fingers emoji. Basically, they'll be better next season than they were this year, unless Kyrie says some shit like Caris LeVert has never been to the moon. He doesn't know what it's like to float or like just some other dumb shit. Caris LeVert, man, he never opened that third eye. He can't see the passing lanes that I can. It's like, fuck off, Kyrie, you idiot. Get a bit weird when he surreptitiously like says some weird shit to Joe Harris, and Joe Harris is like, is this guy hitting on me? Nice. The Charlotte Hornets. Wow. This is a brutal scene there in Charlotte. So they get two thumbs in the clacker. Something's gone very wrong unless this was your plan. To be honest, this might not be two thumbs in the clacker. This might be a 4-2 in the clacker. Holy shit. Ugh. God damn. They lost their franchise star and replaced it with Terry Rozier at $20 million a year. Yeesh. Good luck with that. Look, I love Michael Jordan. He's the best basketball player ever. But wow, is this team run badly. They let Frank Kaminsky, Frank the Tank, walk. This was the pick. They used the pick of that they used on Frank Kaminsky. They turned down four first-round picks for that pick. Boston were like, we really want Justice Winslow. Here's four first-rounders. Charlotte and Charlotte like, nah, we really like Frank the Tank. I mean, 3 years later, they just let the fucking guy walk. I mean, that's just not good, Charlotte. What are you doing, mate? What are you doing? So there you go. Two thumbs in the clacker. 4-2 in the clacker. Charlotte, Jesus. The Chicago, he's a Chicago guy. Chicago Bulls, they get one thumbs up, not bad, Knackers. I like the Satoransky move, 3 years, $30 million. They picked up Thad Young as well. He's a solid vet to, you know, sort of throw in there and plug the gaps while you've got Larry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, and Wendell Carter Jr., sort of, you know, getting up to speed. They've also got Archie Diokono. I like him, 3 years, $9 million. That's fine, man. And Luke Kornet, sure, why not? Basically, Chicago didn't do anything dumb, and for Chicago, that's a win. I mean, good on them. Also, they've got Satoransky, Cody White, man, Chris Dunn. Like, has he already got his bags packed? Jesus, brutal. Who else is out there? Next up, Cleveland.
Cleveland.
That's right, Stephen A. Smith.
Cleveland.
One thumbs up. Not bad, Knackers, for Cleveland. They just didn't do anything, and that, by approximation, means they didn't do anything stupid, which is a win. Look, all Cleveland need to do this year is canvas Kevin Love trades after they realize they're playing him with Colin Sexsmann. And, I mean, look, you just need Kevin Love to come back healthy and play, right? And just be like, fine. All right, cool. See, he's healthy. See? And just build around Darius Garland and Colin the Sexsmann Sexton, and away you go. Trade Kevin Love for as much as you can. Good. You don't go out and sign Julius Randle's. Good job, Cleveland. Pretty smart. You can also try to flip Tristan Thompson. They're still trying to trade J.R. Smith. So, look. Way not to fuck anything up, Cleveland. The Dallas Mavericks, they get two thumbs up. Good on your knackers. They sign the Extreme Zinger Meal. Oh, yes.
Extreme Zinger Meal.
Extreme Zinger Meal. Or what about the Supercharged Zinger?
Supercharged Zingerberger.
Yes, they signed him to his max extension. I love that. 5 years, $158 million. I think he's unreal. Just sign the guy. Knicks outthought and, you know, outthought themselves for once and ended up backfiring pretty badly. Dallas come away with Kristaps Porzingis and Luka Doncic on the same team for the next, you know, 5 years at least. They also added Maxi Kleber. I like 4 years, $35 million. He's underrated and good. So good job with that one. Dorial Finney-Smith, he's back. JJ Barea is back. Boban Marjanovic, 2 years, $7 million. And Seth Curry, 4 years, $32 million. At first blush, you might like, $8 million a year for Seth Curry? Did they realize they got the shit one? But at the same time, man, we just saw what Fred VanVleet did in the playoffs and the finals, right? So if you have like one of those random shooters who is at least pretty consistent and then can go absolutely fucking flame on for a little while coming off the bench, why the fuck not? So good job. Also, this is going to be the whitest team ever. Holy shit. Dallas, you know you're in Texas, right? Fucking hell, mate. Anyway. Denver, the Nuggets, one thumbs up. Not bad, Knackers. They locked in Jam and Jamal Murray, his 5 year, $170 million. Look, he's up and down, but he's also like 23. So I'm fine with Jam and Jamal Murray. They also picked up the Millsap $30 million team option because they had no other real options for like scoring out of the front court. So good on them. They couldn't pull off anything massive, so why not? Just stick fat. And they were the 2 seed last year, so they're good as hell. They'll be fine. Good job, Denver. Detroit basketball. They get a one thumbs up. Not bad. No, one thumb in the clacker. Sorry, I was reading Denver. One thumb in the clacker. Uh-oh, he's getting angry. Blake might be. Because he's looking around going, all right, so our big offseason moves with D-Rose and Markieff Morris. I mean, sweet that we've got two number one picks on our team. Unfortunately, it's not Anthony Davis and LeBron James. It's Derek Rose and Blake Griffin. Finally. Together. Unfortunately, they're two number one picks from like a kajillion years ago. One's a busted up shell of himself and the other one's Derek Rose. but look, I don't know. Detroit is solid. Look, D-Rose and Markieff Morris, that's solid, fine, whatever. But this team has zero NBA wings. Zero. None. Zip. Nada. They've got the Duckman, Luke Kennard, and Tony Snell, and that's it. That's fucking it. What are you doing, Detroit? They're like, oh, nah, look, you need big men and point guards to win in today's NBA. No, you don't. You need switchability and wings and speed, you fucking idiots. Ugh. Look, Detroit will be just as solid as they were last year and just as irrelevant. Unless Blake goes absolute bananas and MVPs it up, but Jesus. All right, there you go. Golden State. Oh, the Golden State Warriors. The NBA Finals losers. Losers. Their grade for their offseason, their free agency is one thumb in the clacker. Uh-oh, he's getting angry. That's right, man. This was close to one thumbs up because they lose KD, but they get D'Angelo Russell in return. Like, that's a young all-star asset they can flip down the track or play and see how he fits next to Steph and eventually next to Klay. They also signed Klay to a 5 year, $190 million contract, which is absolutely crazy. But the flip side for Golden State is they also had to offload a shit ton of draft picks to get rid of Andre Iguodala. And Iggy was like the real heart and soul of this Warriors basically the last 5 years. That sort of leveling agent. And they had to send a pick to Brooklyn to take Kevin Durant in the sign and trade. That is absolutely bananas. The team getting Kevin Durant also gets a draft pick. But man, this is what happens, right? You pay through the nose for Steph, Klay, Dre, and now D'Angelo. And you're going to get squeezed, and that's the squeeze. Look, they did have some good moments. They got Kevon Looney back on the cheap at 3 years, $15 million. They got Willie Cauley-Stein for nothing, basically, and Glenn Robinson, little big dog as well. But, man, this team needs wings as well, not Willie Cauley-Steins. I love big Willie Cauley-Stein style. But Golden State's offseason so far just feels like a bit of a mess, doesn't it? I mean, yeesh. It's like Alphonso McKinney is your starting small forward next year. What the fuck are you doing? Yeah, not great. The Houston Rockets, they get one thumb in the clacker. Uh-oh, he's getting angry. That's right. Oh, but Jimmy, Houston are going to be fine. They were awesome last year. And yeah, they were. But they only brought back Geraldo Green and Austin Rivers and couldn't do anything else significant. But this is the time to do something fucking significant, right? Like, the Warriors are reeling. The West is wide open. You feel like if the Rockets could have added one more big piece, they'd be laughing and filling out the favorites. Instead, we've just got more of the Harden and Chris Paul psychodrama, sponsored by State Farm. yeah, it kind of feels like a bit of a missed opportunity, I think, for Houston. They're obviously like, they were clearly trying to trade Clint Capela. But to be fair, Houston, they can just run it back and win 55 games, no problem. But all the back end sort of stuff of like the GM, the coach, and the owner sort of clearly feuding and not agreeing on shit. I don't know. It feels like a bit of a mess. So one thumb in the clacker for Houston. The Indiana Pacers, they get two thumbs up. Good on you, knackers. Because I love Malcolm Brogdon for them. Even though, look, Malcolm Brogdon, in terms of injury history, is a little bit on the nose. But I just love the fit next to Victor Oladipo more than my concerns about Malcolm Brogdon staying healthy, right? Like, I feel like Brogdon could not be better suited to playing next to Victor Oladipo. But, did you know, Brogdon, he missed, like, what, 34 games 2 years ago? He missed 30 games basically this season. But still, if he stays healthy, that's perfect. They lose Corey Joseph, but they also didn't overpay Corey Joseph when they already have Aaron Holiday and picked up TJ McConnell on the cheap. And they got TJ McConnell. Look, to add to their TJ Warren, they've got a shit ton of TJs. And Indiana loves nothing more than a scrappy white guy, so TJ McConnell, it's going to be a big hit in Indiana. They lose Bojan Bogdanovic and Thad Young, but they also pick up Jeremy Sleepy Eyes Lamb for only $31.5 million over 3 years. That's pretty great. And got TJ Warren for nothing. I mean, damn. So suddenly they got a little bit more shooting. Their team makes a lot more sense. They got a three big rotation of Miles Turner, Domantas Sabonis, the Souvlaki King, and Goga. To go with Victor Brogdon, TJ Sleepy Eyes. I love Indy. They look really good. Yeah, nice. So two thumbs up. Good on your knackers for Indy. What about the Los Angeles Clippers? I mean, so far it's one thumbs up, not bad knackers for now, but this is also an unfinished grade because they brought back Pat Bev, which you have to do because Pat Bev is the fucking god. I love Pat Bev. They also got Mo Harkless basically for free. So one thumbs up so far, but obviously all hinges on the Kawhi decision, which is pretty tricky. And I don't know, man. That'll be fine otherwise because they were still a playoff team. They've added Mo Harkless. They miss out on Kawhi. They can just run it all back. They'll be fine, but still. All right, what about the Los Angeles Lakers? The other team there in Staples, they get one thumb halfway up the clacker. Uh-oh, he's getting a bit angry, but this is also a bit unfinished, right? Because they've got like, what, six players, four actually under contract. Their second round pick, LeBron, Kuz, and AD. They've also got Jared Dudley and Troy Daniels, which is fine. But I mean, to do anything, to actually have to give away Mo Wagner, Isaac Bonga, Jamario James, like, it's just Rob Pelinka. What the fuck? Like, if they miss out, it's going to be, look, you fill up the rest of the roster with minimum guys. The Lakers are the Lakers. They'll be fine. But Jesus. Just so far, like, they haven't managed to pull any, like, surprise, like, oh, yeah, cool, this guy on a really cheap deal moments. Dudley's fine and all, but, jeez, one thumb halfway in the clacker for the LA Lakers. All right, we're going to get into Miami right after this because I need a bit of a bloody break.
Hey, this is Isaac Humphries, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
This is the most poisonous snake in this entire region. So what I'm going to do is carefully sneak up on him and jam my thumb in its butthole.
All right, we're back. We're halfway through. Halfway through the NBA Straya. Every single team. The Payton and Thumbs Up Knackers or Thumb in the Clackers free agency team tracker. Ah, jeez, how good is this? It's pretty fun. All right, so we're up to Miami. They get one thumbs up, not bad, Knackers. Not bad. They turned Josh Richardson and Hassan Whiteside into Jimmy Butler. So that's pretty massive. But the flip side of that is that your team's now Jimmy Butler's team, you know? So they get a thumbs up because at least they're now kind of relevant-ish again. Like Jimmy Butler, Justice Winslow, and bam, Adebayo. Like, clowning fools is going to be kind of interesting if you like, I don't know, horror movies and scary shit that you sort of, like, you know, like sort of beating yourself about the head a bit. But it'll be kind of fun. Miami are just going to be a grinding, bust your ass kind of team, aren't they? So yeah, one thumbs up, not bad, Knackers. Miami, we're stuck in a no man's land for so fucking long. They seemingly still have Goran Dragic, so that's good. But now, look, they're a little bit more relevant. They've got Jimmy Butler. They've got a youngish team around him. We'll see what happens. curious. We've heard this all played before, haven't we, in Minnesota? Anyway, Memphis, the Grizzlies, they get two thumbs up. Good on you, Knackers. Oh, but Jimmy, they didn't do much. No, they didn't. But they did just bring back Jonas Valanciunas. My name is Jonas Valanciunas. On a, it's a fine contract. Like, whatever. 3 years, 45. Your young bigs get bigger and stronger. Meanwhile, you get to throw Jonas out there, put up numbers. You probably get to tank at least one of the next 2 years again, and away you go. You got given 2 second rounders to take Josh Jackson. And look, he might be a bit of a shit show, but he's also a talented wing who's only 22, so why not take a flyer and see how he goes next to Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Ja Morant and co? Because if that works out, that's a fucking home run. And all you did was give up 1 second rounder. Get the fuck out of here. And a conditional second one. Yeah, so look, two thumbs up to Memphis just because they didn't do anything dumb. I like the My Name is Jonas Valanciunas signing. I think he's just fine there. Like, he takes the brunt of the beatings that would be thrown at Jaren Jackson Jr. while Jaren Jackson Jr. gets to get bigger and stronger and tougher. So that's cool. Good on you, Memphis. Good job. And you also got rid of Chandler Parsons and his Instagram, which clearly didn't go down great. So, nice. All right, what about Milwaukee? I hear it's Algonquin for the good land. Oh, this is a tricky one. Like, I'm going to give them one thumbs up, not bad, Knackers. They lose Brogdon and Nikola Mirotic. Hello! Look at very thick beard. But they brought back the main dudes they really needed to. Chris Middleton's an overpay, but he's also really fucking good and the perfect complement to Giannis Antetokounmpo. Brook Lopez, look, I'm not sure if it needed to be 4 years worth of a contract, but it's only $52 million. It's so cheap, who gives a crap, right? He's going to be Sam Perkins for the next 4 years, so that's fine. Good job. Georgie Hill, oh, Jesus. I'm not entirely convinced, but look, after they lose Brogdon, they give George Hill 3 years, $29 million, and that's okay. Like, you need a steady veteran point guard behind and next to Bledsoe, which is all right. And George Hill outplayed Bledsoe a bunch there, but now you're on the Bledsoe train. You're stuck on that train. May as well just hope that George Hill is just, you know, solid and a net, like, not negative. Robin Lopez is a good defensive center pickup as well. I don't mind that one at all. The sneaky good one for Milwaukee, though, is Wes Matthews at the minimum. That's pretty good, man. So they do lose Brogdon. They do lose Mirotic. They feel good. Maybe, like, only not 60 wins again good, but at least pretty bloody good, like 55, 56 wins. Yeah, Milwaukee will be fine. Giannis is going to get better. They'll be fine. They seemingly, look, I get the idea of ducking the repeat attacks as well, like next year, because if you're going to go and go hammer and tongs while Giannis is in his prime and your window is right fucking now, I feel like you probably could have paid the tax this year and just brought Brogdon back and just gone, who fucking cares? But they didn't. And here we are. You've got George Hill as your backup point guard. What they really need is Delly, I'll tell you that much. All right, Minnesota, what do they get? One thumb in the clacker. Uh-oh, he's getting angry. I mean, it's one thumb in the clacker because they thought they were getting D'Angelo Russell and they did not get D'Angelo Russell. They got Noah Vonleh and somehow end up with Trevion Graham and Shabazz Napier in the D'Angelo Russell sign and trade. So, yeah, that's a bit of a thumb in the ass right there for Minnesota. Not great, not great. Oh, shit, didn't expect that. Anyway, the New Orleans Pelicans. That's right, they are the Pelicans or the Pelicans. Two thumbs up. Good on your knackers for the New Orleans Pelicans. JJ Redick is a perfect fit on this team. Knockdown shooter, heady locker room veteran. I really, really, really like that pickup by David Griffin. And the same goes for Derek Favors, just like in a very similar vein from the Jonas Valanciunas pickup, right? It's another big dude to help teach the young fellas, save their bodies from a complete beating while they're so young. You throw him out there, it's fine, right? So good job. New Orleans, two thumbs up. I really, really like what they're doing there. You know what comes after New Orleans, though? It's the New York Knickerbockers of New York City. Jesus. What do you reckon? How many thumbs can we get together? Like, I don't know, 114 million thumbs? Because that's how much they spent on Julius Randle, Taj Gibson, and Bobby Portis. So, look, New York, two thumbs in the clacker. Something's gone very wrong unless this was your plan. And wow, it does not seem like the Knicks have a plan, right? They miss out on Kyrie and KD after reportedly not even offering KD the max. Now they look like fucking idiots. And then they go, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's all good. This was our plan all along. It's like, no, it wasn't, you dipshits. And they go, no, it was. Look, here's $114 million. Julius Randle, Taj Gibson, and Bobby Portis. I mean, really, Knicks? You can spend $45 million a year on Julius Randle, Taj Gibson, and Bobby Portis when you got to get minutes into Kevin Knox and Mitch Robinson? Oh, the good thing is they then doubled down and spent $53 million on Reggie Bullock, Wayne Ellington, and Alfred Payton when they've already got Dennis Smith Jr., Frankie Smokes, and RJ Barrett. Oh, that seems smart. Look, they're not bad players, but it's a horrible mix. This is clearly a fucking franchise whose plan is, I don't fucking know, written on a whiteboard somewhere in MSG. Like Steve Mills just wrote, like written like question mark and left the room. But look, Knicks fans out there going, oh, they're only 2-year deals. We've got flexibility. Yeah, they've got the flexibility to fucking build your hopes up and then break them again quite expertly in 2 years' time, you fucking morons. The next flexibility is a flexibility where they can shove your head up your own ass. Like, if you think Giannis is going to the Knicks in 2021, I've also got an amazing, amazing beachfront property to sell you in fucking middle of California. Like, what are you doing? If you think this was a successful offseason because we've got flexibility, you traded away Porzingis, you missed out on every half-decent fucking free agent. Yes, Randall's good, but Jesus Christ. The thing that shits me most about the Knicks is, you know what you don't have to do? Spend any fucking money! What are you doing? Do what smart teams do. Take in bad contracts, get draft assets in return, go from there, build something. What the fuck are you building if you're in New York? You've got Wayne Ellington, Alfred Payton, and Reggie Bullock basically clogging up the spots for Dennis Smith Jr. and RJ Barrett. Like, we just saw this thing collapse in LA with the Lakers, where it's like a bunch of one-year fucking basically, oh, we don't know where we're going to be next year, dudes. Fucking gunning for themselves, not playing like a fucking team, and the young dudes all getting dispirited and just being a shit show, while across the fucking river, the Nets are just like, hey, man, we played it chill. They showed you how to do it. Get cool shit in return for bad shit. Like, the Knicks had just fucking chilled out. They could take in the last year of Iguodala's contract, get picks from Golden State. They could have taken the last year of Dragic's contract, gotten stuff from Miami. They could have taken in Josh Jackson for free and gotten second round picks. Instead, they're like, nah, we really, really like Taj Gibson and Bobby Portis. Fuck are you doing? Why are you spending money on Wayne Ellington? Halfway through the season, he's going to be like, get me the fuck out of here. I want to go play in Miami again. Or for the Lakers, buy me out. Reggie Bullock is going to be doing the exact same thing. It's so dumb. But we've got to get vets around our young dudes. Yeah! You don't have to pay for those fucking vets, though, do you? You think Wayne Ellington is going to be sitting there playing 12 minutes a game and be stoked that he then gets to teach and offer sage advice to RJ Barrett? Or that Bobby Portis is not going to bash Mitch Robinson's fucking head in? Oh, no, he's going to take him under his wing while Bobby Portis is trying to get a contract beyond next season? Get the fuck out of here! We just saw this whole paying vets fall apart thing in Sacramento as well. Why are dumb teams dumb? Because they keep doing dumb shit. Knicks, you fucking idiots. End rant. Jesus. Whew. Getting a bit heated in here. I need a bit of a beer. TGIF, am I right? How good's the Mountain Goat steamer? Jesus. Anyway, moving right along. OKC, the Thunder. They get one thumb in the clacker. He's getting angry. They're capped out with Rusty, Paul George, Adams, and German Rondo. Dennis through that. So they brought back Nerlens Noel, who was sneaky fine coming off the bench for them, and Mike Muscala on the cheap to fill the usual OKC stretchy power forward who suddenly can't shoot or play that OKC just fucking loves. Markieff Morris, Patrick Patterson, Nick Collison. Jesus, OKC, just find another wing you can fucking shoot, right? Anyway. Orlando, the Magic. What do they get? Two big old thumbs in the clacker. Man, two big thumbs right in there. Oh, he's getting angry. Something's gone very wrong unless this was your plan, Orlando. They signed Al-Farouq Aminu. That's right, another forward who can't shoot and spent $100 million on Nick Vucevic and then another $54 million in 4 years on T-Rouse. Meanwhile, their point guards are DJ Augustine and Markel Fultz. One-armed Markel Fultz. What the hell are you idiots doing? Jesus. Look, Johnny Isaac might pop. Aaron Gordon's basically Aaron Gordon at this point, isn't he? Mo Bamba finally comes back. That's cool. But still, look, if Johnny Isaac turns into Chris Bosh, that's good. But where does this top out? This just fucking screams 10 seed to me, doesn't it? Yeesh. Orlando, killing me. On the flip side of that, Philadelphia 76ers. Whoa. Two thumbs up to the Sixers. Good on you, Knackers. Yes, I love this. They turned Jimmy Butler into Al Horford and Josh Richardson. Just think about that. Jimmy Butler is now Al Horford and Josh Richardson for this Philadelphia 76ers team. Yes, they lose JJ Redick, TJ McConnell, but they keep Mike Scott, James Ennis. But they now have a starting lineup where the smallest guy is 6'7". That's fucking unreal. They've got Big Simo, Ben Simmons, Jay Richo, Tobias Harris, Al Horford, Joel Embiid. I also like the idea of just stealing your biggest impediment, like in the East, right? Horford, and thereby helping, like, your main dude get some rest, and then suddenly you have 48 quality minutes, all-star minutes per game basically coming out of the four or five. That's unreal. And anyone's all like, but who's going to put guard point guards on the Sixers? Anyone who fucking says that is an idiot, and they've clearly never watched Josh Richardson play fucking basketball. And like, come on, man. Ben Simmons will just go, all right, fucking, I'll lock this guy down. I mean, when they bitch and moan about shooting, look, you can get Ersan Ilyasovas, you can get Kyle Korver's at the trade deadline. Who gives a crap? Who's going to stress? Philly remade their team's backbone on the fly. They stayed young on the wing, upgraded their D with Horford, got better, got smarter. They're not going to be stuck paying 35-year-old Jimmy Butler $40 million a year. That's two thumbs up. Fuck off. Oh, jeez. It's like one good team, one bad team, because here we are, the Phoenix Suns. Ah, jeez, this is two thumbs in the clacker. Something has gone very wrong, unless this was your plan. They bring in Ricky Tiki Tata, Ricky Rubio, and Frank the Tank. But apparently what they're actually doing is committing a basketball felony. They give away Josh Jackson and TJ Warren. They just gave them both away. They gave them away. This team is horrible, they're run horrible, and they will be horrible. They traded away Josh Jackson, who is still younger than Cam Johnson, who they took at number 11 in this year's draft. The Suns are a fucking joke. An absolute joke. Rubio next to Devin Booker. Oh, it's the best point guard they've had in years. Yeah, but Rubio can't shoot. You're going to play him next to Devin Booker who wants the ball in his hands? What the fuck are you doing? Oh, he's a defensive-minded point guard. That's good. Fine. Go get DJ Augustine. Like, who gives a shit? Jesus. Way to overpay Rubio, you morons. Anyway. The Portland Trailblazers. They get two thumbs up. Now, this is a very complicated one because, look, there's a lot of moving parts in Portland. I gave them two thumbs up because on balance, I kind of like everything. They lose Mo Harkless, Evan the Villain Turner, Al-Farouq Aminu, Seth Curry, Enes the Penis Kanter, and Myers Leonard, and Myers Leonard's wife. Jesus. They added Kent Bazemore, Super Mario, woo! Where is it? There he is, Super Mario, Hassan Whiteside, and Anthony Tolliver. They re-signed Rodney Hood. They've got Nasir Little, Anthony Simons. They've still got one of the best backcourts in the league. They get Yusuf Nurkic back at some point. They got Whiteside to fill in until that happens. I think Portland got springier, a little angrier, a little bit more versatile, so I think I like it. I think the only one that I miss out of who they had to give up was Mo Harkless. But at the same time, when you're losing Mo Harkless and you think that hurts, like, whatever. You've got Bazemore, you've got Rod Hood, you'll be fine. Oh, continuing our good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. It's the Sacramento Kings! Woo! Sacramento! Two thumbs in the clacker! Oh, he's getting angry now. Yep. Oh, jeez. Where to start with Sacramento? They give Harrison Barnes 4 years, $85 million. Then they give Trevor Ariza 2 years, $25 million to play the exact same position. Apparently, they just want to get on board with Trevor Ariza's goal of trying to play for every team in the NBA. But on top of that, they also signed Rashawn Holmes to 2 years, $10 million, and Dwayne Dedmon. And you're like, oh, that's all right. Rashawn Holmes and Dwayne Dedmon are really good, like, basketball players. Yeah, but you've already got Marvin Bagley. Marvin. That's right. Marvy Bags, Harry Giles, Belly Bielitsa. And now you're going to add Dwayne Dedmon, Rashawn Holmes, Harry Barnes, and Trevor Ariza to that front court. And you've currently got 5 point guards. Sacramento have got De'Aaron Fox, Corey Joseph, Yogi Ferrell, Frank Mason, and Kyle Guy. What the fuck are you doing, Sacramento? This is De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, and Bogdan Bogdanovich's team. Marvy Bags, if he pops again, you're laughing. Harry Barnes and Ariza solidify that wing rotation. That's fine, but wow, is there a shit ton of redundancy at like the bigs and the point guard spots? It's just weird. So there's two thumbs in the clacket. Look, I don't mind Sacramento sort of going hammer and tongs, but I just feel like Harrison Barnes, like at what point are you like, well, he's fine. But 4 years, $85 million, sure. Corey Joseph, all right. Oh, crap, what are we doing here? You've already got Yogi Ferrell, Frank Mason, and Kyle Guy there, man. Ugh. Anyway, Sacramento, as usual, a bit of a mess. San Antonio. That's right, one thumbs up, not bad, Knackers. They just brought back Rudy Gates for 2 years and got Damari Carroll for a steal. So that's why they get the thumbs up. Solid classic Spurs. Nice one. The Toronto Raptors, they get one thumbs up, not bad, Knackers, because this is unfinished business. Mark Coach Killer Gasol, he exercised his option. It's probably the only exercise he'll get all off-season, unless you count making sangria as exercise. But yeah, until like Kawhi bounces or stays, like, yeah, this is still undecided. Because like Danny Green's up in the air as well. Like if Kawhi stays, Danny Green stays. If Kawhi bounces, you lose Danny Green. So I don't know. We'll talk about them a bit in Yenna. The Utah Jazz, I believe it's a soft J. Two thumbs up, good on your neck, as everyone loves the Jazz. I do too. They pull off the Mike Conley trade. Then they go out and sign Bojan Bogdanovic, Jeff Green, Emmanuel Mudiay, and probably my sneaky best signing favorite of the entire offseason, Ed Davis. That's right. They signed Ed Davis to be 80% of Derek Favors for like 10% of the price. Man, that's good. I love Ed Davis. He's just good everywhere he goes. The best part, though, is really we get Bojan and we get Jingles. So we've got the Bo Jingles wing barrage. I love this. It's an unstoppable force out there in the West. The Jazz, man, they've just remade themselves into probably being a top 2-3 team in the West now. That's a huge double thumbs up. Good on ya, Knackers, to the Jazz. And continuing our good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. Final team, the Washington Wizards. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Two thumbs in the clacker. And it's not even really thumbs. This is like a fucking Trump military parade worth of fucking thumbs in your clacker there, isn't it, Washington? Turns out having a front office during free agency in the draft is actually fairly important. And considering that Washington don't, yeah, you can see why they're suddenly going, so what should we do? Oh, okay, Isaiah Thomas for 1 year, sure. Ish Smith for 2 years, $12 million. I mean, I'm a little bit high, but that's fine. And then Thomas, better than Kobe Bryant, 3 years, $35 million. Who were you going against in trying to sign Thomas Bryant? God damn, the Wiz might be the worst team in the NBA next year. So that's a doorknob in the ass, that one. So there you go. Unbelievable. All 30 teams. Holy shit, I think we did that in almost 30 minutes as well. I could have done something like, you know, one team per minute or whatever. But, you know, here we are. Good job. What do you reckon? Some teams are better ones. I don't know. Let me know. Yell at me. Come at me, bro. I'm here. That was our patented and thumbs up Knackers or thumb in the clackers free agency team tracker so far for 2019. And well, until Kawhi makes a decision, we've still got, you know, a couple of undecideds there. So there you go. All right, we'll be back in a second with a very quick Kawhi. Yeah, nah. Outback Takehouse, the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in, and a bit more right after this one.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right. So there you go. That was the thumbs up on your knackers in the clacker, team tracker, for free agency. What do you reckon is going to happen now? Kawhi, where do you reckon he goes? Well, before we get into yeah, nah, where we usually take a bunch of NBA storylines and decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. How are you going? You excited for your weekend? I am. I'm going to go smash some cans tonight. Old mate the squid popped off to go hang out with grandma today, which is pretty great. So I've been able to hang out. You know what you don't get to do when you like have a squid? He's like 6 months old, right? I haven't listened to metal in like 6 months. Like I've had like 90s... The 90s and like thousands playlists I've got on my iTunes, like go in the car. But you really just can't listen to metal when the kids are in because like old mates just sitting there going, would you fucking turn this off? And me going, come on, man. God damn it. I was listening to like, you know, a shit ton of Mastodon and I'm like, this is fucking great. But the best part was listening to like Desert Stoner Rock. I'm smashing the Shrine and absolutely fucking cranking that through the house as I'm like preparing today's show. And I'm like, wow, I missed this. You know, just a nice little return. Don't get me wrong. The squid's pretty good too. Yeah. Oh, one other thing that fucking sucks when you have a kid. Hangovers. Jesus Christ, that's the worst thing in the world. Yeah. See how we go tonight. I'll be down at Cherry Bar if anyone's going to be around. All right. Let's get into Yeah Nahs. We're just going to do a quick Kawhi Yeah Nah before we finish off today's show. It's Yeah Nah. We obviously take a bunch of NBA storylines to decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. Number one, are the Clippers fucked if they miss out on Kawhi Leonard? Yeah Nah. Nah. This team made the playoffs without him. They'll be okay. They'll be able to flip Gallinari's contract for something probably. But look, it sucks because it seemed like it was almost a done deal. Then Toronto went out and fucking won the title. And then the goddamn Lakers carved out enough space for another max after they traded for Anthony Davis. So the Clippers, this is probably their worst timeline, but at least they're still a team that made the playoffs this year without him. So that'll be fine. They'll just recalibrate. They're a smart team. They'll be right. Next on, are the Raptors fucked if Kawhi abandons them? Yeah, nah. A little, but nah, not completely. Siakam gets to step up. You get more Norm, pal. They're just got a much lower ceiling. They probably slip down out of that top three-ish kind of vibe and into that sort of four, five, six mix. Like, I feel like Indy would be better than them without Kawhi, right? Yeah, so it's a bit of a tough one. So, but they're not fucked. Nah. But yeah, a little. And finally, are the Lakers fucked if Kawhi scorns them? Yeah, nah. Nah, come on, man. They've still got LeBron and Anthony Davis. They've still got Space Jam 2 coming out. They'll probably be all right, won't they? They're only the Los Angeles Lakers. Nice one. All right, what about the unpopular opinion of the day?
Now look at me, please. Look at me.
Look at me. Now, I promise this at the top. Now, you know me. I love giving the Knicks shit. But for all the grief the Knicks get for being the worst franchise in the NBA, today's unpopular opinion of the day is, I think the Suns might be worse. Like, I just did a giant rant about how fucked the Knicks were and how they've got no plan. But at least all of those contracts, they were vaguely smart enough to go, yeah, look, we can tap out. We'll have free agency space next year. There's no one good, really. And then we can just keep doing this fucking thing. Basically, they're spitting in their fans face a lot of the time, the Knicks. The Suns, though, they're just incompetent and shit. They turned the number four pick from 2 years ago into nothing. Nothing. They had to give up 2 second rounders to move him. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, hey, did you know who the Suns have left on their roster from their five top 10 picks in the last 5 years? DeAndre Ayton and nobody else. No one. Alex Len's gone. Marquise Chris, Dragon Bender, gone. Josh Jackson, gone. They've just wasted pick after pick in the top 10. It's only because they hit on Devin Booker out of fucking nowhere that they're even vaguely not the worst franchise in the history of the NBA. And it's like, oh, we got Ricky Rubio. So fucking what? Awesome. You got a point guard who can't shoot to put next to a scoring ball handling guard in Devin Booker. It's exactly what was shithouse for Utah this year, you idiots. I mean, at least the Knicks seem like they understand the NBA a little bit. The Suns are just out there like toddlers throwing shit against the wall to see what sticks, but also just because they like digging into their fucking nappies. You morons. What are you doing? How could you be this bad? So there you go. I think the unpopular opinion of the day is that the Suns might actually be worse than the Knicks. What do you reckon? Anyway. All right, cool. Outback Takehouse for Friday. Come on in to Outback Takehouse. That's right. 2GIF, am I right? You know what that means. 4-for-1 oil drum cans full of icy cold Fosters. It's Australian for beer because no bugger back home drinks this shit. We're going to foist it onto you fucking Yanks and tell you it's Australian for beer and all this other bullshit. Now get it up, yeah. Only at Outback. Goes great with a flame grill take, and today's flame grill take is, as currently constructed, the Boston Celtics are not a lock to make the playoffs next season. Only at Outback. Woo! That is pretty fire, that one, I'll tell you what. What else have we got? Let's do the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in, shall we? Oh, how good is this? We're actually going to do a Deli check-in on Twitter. Because Deli retweeted Brady, Clubfoot Warrior. Thank you, Matthew Deli, for sending me these sweet signed Peak Sports Australia kicks for my Miracle Feet fundraiser this year. You rock. Rock hands emoji. Deli tweeted that out and also added, good luck with the fundraiser at Clubfoot Warrior. Thumbs up emoji. Deli, you absolute legend. How good is that? Holy shit, they are signed. Those are awesome. Deli, you absolute bloody superstar. I don't know if I mentioned this on Wednesday show, but I went out and bought like a pair of the Peak Deli ones, the green and golds. Can't wait. And I'll see you down at Chadston next Friday for the Deli Rebel Sport meet and greet. Trying to get them signed. Nice one. All right, cool. Holy shit, is that it? That's it. Unbelievable. What a fun day, man. I hope you enjoyed the free agency wrap. That was fun as hell. We will be back on Monday, coming in hot. I think we'll have a guest on Monday show as well. So that'll be fun. There should be lots of stuff going on. We'll have a bit of the, hopefully we'll have a Kawhi decision. And then we'll probably do one or two shows the rest of next week. Have a couple more guests and keep on cracking, you know. Nice one. But either way, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, Instagram, all that good stuff. We're all over the socials all the time. You know that. Get around to NBAAustralia.com. If you're going to go buy some shit from Amazon, first go to NBAAustralia.com, click on the giant Amazon button on the right-hand side, then go buy some shit. They kick us a shekel or two on the back end. Check us a rating review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Follow us on Spotify. But if you can rate and review with your app on Android, whatever, it helps out heaps. So chuck us a rating and review, would you? 5 stars or a fucking fire. Big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Debut album, Running Out of Time, is out now. It's an absolute ball terror. My favorite Australian album of 2019 by far. Also, big thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, and Dozers for all the tunes you heard throughout the show. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp and Facey. And remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. All right, and as mentioned at the very top of the show, it is the return. We have a missive from the desk of Mikhail Prokhorov. Unbelievable. Can't wait. Mikhail Prokhorov is back. Just another Mikhail Minute. Mikhail's musings. This is going to be really good. All right, man. Have a great, safe weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a good one, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying, Lederhosen. My very best friends, yes, his old friend Mikhail Prokhorov, proud owner of Brooklyn Nets basketball team. Yes, I've been away for a very long time and I'm back. It's fine, don't worry. Yes, I'm back. Your orange monkey president is busy with military parades, so I've sneaked back into America on Independence Day to sign only very best and very biggest free agents. Yes, oh, it's very good. Mikhail, hello. So, yes, not sure if you've heard, no, but the Nets are now very best basketball team in New York City. Yes, last time I put Benner across road from Madison Square Garden and last team. And this team, I'm thinking perhaps I get Nets tattooed on Fatty James Jolin's fit forehead. Oh, yes. I pinned him down with some of my Russian goons and we tattooed Nets on his forehead. How he like that? Yes, watch your back, James Dolan. Yes, hello. Okay, so After we got my other very best friend Donald Trump elected, I've been staying very low, but now Mikhail returns in glorious hell of Mikhail. Hello! Yes, my Nets, we have Jay-Z, we have Kevin Durant, we have Uncle Drew, Kyrie Irving. Yes, we have NBA title time, I think, very much, yes. Oh, very good. Hello. So now it's time for your very best friend Mikhail to sell team to Chinese man, little Joey Tai. Hello, Joey. He's a very good man. He also gave Mikhail some very nice Alibaba stock, yes? I might go buy Tink.
Okay. So please, Brooklyn Nets fans, enjoy Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And always remember, I am your very best friend, Mikael. He loves you very much. Yes, hello. Okay. Until next time, das vidaniya.